This is another inspirational message from Bethany Assembly in Agawam, Massachusetts.
The gentlemen that are seated in the front two rows of the center sections are champions of honor. They have committed themselves to a process. It's not a program that they go through, but it is a process and it is a commitment. For tier one, it is a two-year commitment to read 10 books. For tiers two and three, another 10 books, along with the entire book of Romans. Statistics say that after a man leaves high school, he never picks up another book and reads it again. For the most part, the majority of men will never do that. These men in tier one have read 10 books and they have discussed it in class for 2 years. Tiers two and three, they have read a total of 20 books, having completed tier one, and then another 10 books in tiers two and three, and have read the book of Romans. And they are reading through the Bible as well, to read it through. They've made a commitment to do that as well. This is a process by which these men are becoming men of God and champions of honor. And we are here to honor them today and to give honor where honor is due, as Scripture says. Psalms chapter 18, verses 32 through 36. David, talking here, says, "It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not give way." Champions of honor know that their help, their strength, and their shield is found only in God. Amen? A champion of honor is a man of faith. A champion of honor has settled the question regarding his eternal destiny. He has chosen to follow Jesus Christ wholeheartedly and without reservation. A champion of honor is able to give an answer to anyone who asks him for the reason for the hope that lies within him. He is a man of the Word of God who studies it, lives by its principles, growing deeper in knowledge, and is able to defend the faith that has been entrusted to God's holy people. A champion of honor is sure of what he hopes for and certain of what he does not see. A champion of honor is a man of character. When it comes to making decisions and living a life, a champion of honor understands that he has to stand before the holy judge who knows the thoughts and the intentions of each person's heart. And the champion of honor weighs carefully the eternal destiny of a choice to ensure that it is really worth the cost. His goal is to bring glory and honor at all times to the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived and died for him. A champion of honor is holy and is being made holy by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. A champion of honor is also a man of action. A champion of honor is clothed in the full armor of God, as illustrated by the armaments before us today. The tier one men are receiving a sword. The tier two and three men, if you've completed tier two, you receive a shield. And tier three, you receive the helmet. And these are visual representations of the armor of God that they are clothed in daily. But they can look at these things and have a visible reminder that their help and their strength comes from the Lord. He knows the enemy of his soul, and he follows the leadership of his King and God into spiritual battle through prayer and action. He is strong in the Lord and in the mighty power of Jesus Christ, and he crushes the head of Satan. He kneels in humble submission before his Savior to prepare for battle each day. A champion of honor stands shoulder to shoulder and fights the good fight of the faith with his brothers in the Lord. He serves his wife, his children, his church, and his community as a champion of honor, fulfilling the biblical admonition to love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. He cares for his children and trains them to love and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a productive member of society, dispelling the darkness as he walks in the light of Christ Jesus. And he supports his local church through prayer, faithful attendance, financial support, and servant ministry to you, the body of believers. A champion of honor is a man of love. He fulfills the great command of Jesus Christ, and he is not afraid to lay down his life for a friend. For perfect love casts out all fear, and by that love will all men know that he is a follower of Jesus Christ. A champion of honor is patient, is kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, does not dishonor others, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, does not delight in evil, rejoices with the truth, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, and love never fails to support his God and to love his neighbor as himself. One of the wives of the champions of honor that is seated here before us today is going to come and share a word from her heart. Sacha Garcia Mayu, please come.
To be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. My name is Sacha Garcia Mayu, and my husband Paul is an active participant in Tier 2. In dedication to him and my honorary cousin Edgardo and his fellow cohort, along with those that will begin their journey, I say this. When we hear the names Muhammad Ali, Floyd Patterson, Larry Holmes, and Evander Holyfield, we envision a boxing ring of champions with small sweat towels and gloves fists high in the air, teeth guards protruding from their mouths as the audience around them or on the other side of the television jump and cheer as the commentator announces the champion of the world. They say champions aren't born, they are made. Their vision is clear, often from a young age. The training they do supports their journey and focuses on strength, endurance, and speed. They strive to be the MVP, invincible and untouchable. Titles held, trophies won, and medals worn. And while the world highly recognizes and celebrates agility, physique, and competitiveness, today we recognize a different set of skills, quite untouchable and unnoticeable to the naked eye. It is one of spirit, of perseverance, and of truth. A commitment to become stronger men, attentive husbands, loving fathers, available uncles, sons, and grandfathers. The ever-increasing communication with their families through the most omnipotent, the only omniscient, the almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Balancing financial, emotional, and spiritual responsibilities to carry out the mission they were charged with, unrelenting prayer warriors, loving on and lifting up families, communities, and leaders. Weekly readings that get at the core of what it is to mean to be a man of Christ, a man in Christ, a man like Christ. Before us today sits a group of men who, unlike temporary trophies and rusted medals, possess that one thing that will never pass, that thing that is constant and true, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That which in Isaiah 40, verse 8 is spoken of, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. They possess the most indestructible of all uniforms, the armor of God. Amen. Ephesians 6, verses 14 through 17, ask the men, the belt of truth buckled around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Nike encourages us to just do it. But the fact is, he already did. Yes. Reebok states, I am what I am. But he says, you are a child of God. Amen. Sports teams will chant, refuse to lose. And he says, I already won. Yes. I am honored to be married to a spiritual warrior, a prayer master, and the kindest man I know. I respect and admire both your dedication and willingness to be mindfully watchful over our young family, quietly soaking in our needs and gently meeting them. There is a saying that behind every great man, there is a great woman. But the truth is, neither behind nor in front, but side by side, as it was during the creation. Amen. Never alone, never afraid, always together. May you continue in this collaborative family mission, ensuring and protecting what has been gifted to you by our Almighty Father. To the man and men of integrity, to our MVPs, to our champion of honors, I dedicate this. God bless you and thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to recognize the leaders of the Champions of Honor who have dedicated themselves to teach the classes. Reverend Greg Kretschmer, who is our men's ministry director for Bethany Assembly of God, co-taught tiers 2 and 3 with Eddie Case. Greg and Eddie, I appreciate you guys. David Novotny, Scott Castle, and Gary Croteau taught tier one. And I just want to honor those guys for their leadership and their ministry. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask those men to stand at this time now and prepare themselves to hand out the swords and the shields and the helmets. I'm going to call each man's name. Please hold your applause, and I will tell you when we can honor these guys so we can work through this seamlessly. We're going to start with tier number one. There are 15 gentlemen that have completed tier number one. Not all of them could be here today, but we will call each of their names. Miguel A. Acosta. Stanford J. Anderson. Robert Baldwin Sr. James Castro. Vasily Chobotaru. Kevin Collins. Paul Duquette. Ronald Eichstadt Jr. Ramin Giasvind, Paul Mazanowski, Peter Mazanowski, Edgar J. Robles, Alan K. Rooney, Anthony Rose, and Louis Sostre. Can we welcome these 15 men who have completed Tier 1 of Champions of Honor? Three men have completed Tier number 2, and they will be receiving a shield this morning. We want to recognize Mitchell A. Chirpak, Michael R. Favreau, and David E. McCoy. You can applaud these three men this morning. Mitch, I'm going to ask you to take three steps that way. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, all of you guys, scoot down. Thank you. And finally, nine gentlemen are receiving shields and helmets for having completed tiers two and three. Please hold your applause until I'm finished reading all nine names. David E. Arnold, William Burlingham III. We lovingly call him Billy. An amazing story is the life of Billy Burlingham, and you need to get to know him. Rocky, Reverend Rocky D. Burnett. Edward W. Case III, who is in the brown suit handing out the implements. Taliani A. Cotton. Gary Croto, standing here. Paul Garcia Mayu, the man that is married to Sacha, who gave that wonderful word this morning. Howard E. Lilly III, who could not be with us this morning. And Bruce E. Yell Jr. Pastor Adams and Bethany Assembly of God Congregation, I would like to present to you the 2017 Champions of Honor Men who have completed the requirements for Tiers 1 and for Tiers 2 and for Tiers 2 and 3. Pastor Adams.
It always does a pastor's heart good when he sees so many men in the church that are interested in spiritual things. And I know I mentioned in the first service that whatever happens in our life is not by chance. Nothing that has happened in your life is without purpose. Everything that has come your way has brought you to this point and will continue to lead you on. Every event that happens in our life, the Lord will put them together. And at the end, when you see the outcome, it will even amaze you, like it amazes me what God has done in our lives. We have a wonderful God. We can thank him for how far he's brought us, but he's going to take us a lot farther. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10, it says, "For as the rain comes down from heaven, the snow from heaven returns not thither, but waters the earth, and it makes it to bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it." God's word, you have been studying, you have made yourself available. That word that has been placed in your heart will bring forth great fruit in the future. I have written a couple things down as a challenge as I've looked through the scriptures and seen principles and in things in my own life that I want to challenge you men with today. I want to encourage you, as Pastor Ken tells us most days, that we should enjoy this life that we've been given. It is a journey, but we should enjoy it. Enjoy every part of it. Leave the completion of your destiny in God's hands. He's capable, and he knows what he's doing. And many of these things that I say not only will respond to these men, but also to each and every one of you. Never turn to rebellion. Never turn your heart and rebel against things that are happening because they're not the way you want them. Never rebel when things don't go the right way for you, the way you want them to go. And never underestimate the importance of something you might consider a waste of time. Consider the costly perfume that was poured over Jesus. Some thought it a waste. Never consider anything in your life that happens as a waste. And suffering is only part of the picture, so learn to bear it well. Remember that it may take longer for you to get to your destiny than any of you would like. We're very impatient, aren't we? Faith is really what pleases God. Sometimes you'll have to go and to do something without really knowing all the answers. Unlike other people who only believe when the facts are all on the table. And when that happens, you certainly do not need faith. Faith is not always a comfortable journey. Often, it's much easier to complain than it is to have faith. Be people of faith. If God tested Abraham, he's going to test you. Be ready to make the sacrifice, because sacrifice is always a form of worship. And when you do, you sacrifice as a form of worship, you will find that the Lord will provide. He will meet the need once you've passed the test and you have been faithful. Your gift will make room for you. Your gift can never be stolen. Just don't quit.
Amen.
Just hang on. Your gift will take you to places that others may never get to go. Keep your heart pure before God. Learn to be familiar with God's voice. If you're not familiar with His voice, it can be better for you to listen to your senses. You've been very serious in this calling. You've been very serious as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have taken the study of God's Word seriously. But beware. Understand that being called to a work, and if you never become active in that work, it can be the most miserable place that you have ever been before. You have to become active, because to whom much is given, much is required.
Amen.
Do not concern yourself with all the details of how it's going to happen. It's just going to keep you awake at night. Trust me. Been there, done that. Just follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, 28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those whom He loves, who have been called according to His purpose. At this moment, I'm going to anoint each and every one of these with oil. I am a representative of the Lord, but I also am a representative of the pastoral staff. I'm a representative of the church officers, the board, the deacons, the deaconesses, and of this congregation. So as I anoint them, it is all of us together anointing them and trusting that the Lord is going to use them and continue to keep them. At this time, I'll ask them to kneel, and I'm going to anoint them with oil.
Timothy 2:15 states, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." Men, this you have done. So please bow your hearts with me. Father God, your Son Jesus Christ was our model of the supreme champion of honor. He was the one who loved unconditionally, served humbly, obeyed his Father's will, and paid the ultimate sacrifice to purchase eternal joy and salvation for all of us who believe. Lord, please give us strength to complete this mission in our life to embody Christ's example, leading a life of humility, integrity, and simplicity. Please strengthen us to build Christ-honoring relationships in our families, in our church, in our workplaces, and in our community. Lord, help us to be men who are committed to prayer, to study, and to live out your word in every aspect of our lives. Lord, please challenge us to encourage men in our areas of influence to become champions of Christ, enabled by your Spirit to live out our true identity in you, to run the race of faith in your power, inspiring others to do likewise along the way. Lord, I thank you for finding us worthy to be called sons of the Most High God. Lord, please continue to use us as your ambassadors for the betterment of your kingdom. I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Men, now go forth, you champions of honor, and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. All right. Turn.
You may be seated. The devotion of these men reflects a Christian commitment to be an influence in their communities, and it really is a sharp contrast to what's happening in our entire culture today. Today, our society will be remembered by its disunity. We are divided, even as a nation, but not in his church. We are not divided in the church. We're united together following Christ Jesus. Here in Bethany Assembly, we find men and women taking a united stand that emphasizes one thing, the lordship of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus said in Luke 14, 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, his mother, his wife, his children, and his brother and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. You see, true champions of honor are those who take a stand for Jesus. They are committed to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Honor simply means to place a high value of worth and importance on someone, to see other people as a priceless gift. Honor is a gift. It's a gift that you give to others, even when they do not deserve it. For example, the pastor is preaching. Even if you don't like his preaching, because you have honor, you turn your cell phone off. You don't play with your video games in church. You honor the Lord. So you just turn it off. That's what honor is, respecting. Even if you think I don't deserve it, the Lord deserves it. Honor really is the first step with love. Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. It is the key to personal relationships. How many times in counseling you hear problems between husbands and wives is often because there is no honor between the husband or the wife. When you look at your spouse, you just see them as a special treasure that God has given to you. If you do that, the Bible says that where your treasure is, your heart's going to be in the same place. So if you see them as a treasure that God has given to you, then your heart will be there also. If you do not do that and see your spouse as a priceless treasure, then all you're going to see is the negative actions that they do, the things that you don't like. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17 says, you should honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. To honor all people, we need to show respect to everyone, no matter what their place is in life. All people matter. And one thing we need to do is to honor believers. And the way we honor one another as believers is not to compare ourselves with them, feeling that we are more superior or spiritual than they are. We need to see people as God sees them. All of us are needy. We all need a Savior. We all need to become champions of honor, each and every one of us. So I thank these men who have completed this task, but our job is not finished, because all of us should aspire to be champions of honor. In this particular service, perhaps you're here, you have not even made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. These men have not only made a commitment to Christ, a commitment to the body of Christ, to his values, to his mission, but perhaps you're here and you would say, I need a Savior. I need to make a commitment to Christ. This is going to take courage on your part. But when you see these men responding in the way that they have, in the study, in what they have done, this is a simple first step for you. If you're here and you'd be honest with God and you'd like to make a commitment to Christ and say, Lord, I need to follow you. I need to ask you to come into my life. I'd like to give you that opportunity at the closing part of this service to simply humble yourself and say, Lord, I need you in my life. I've tried it myself. It's not working. Would you come into my life to this day? You simply do that by asking him to forgive you of your sin and inviting him to come in. But it takes courage. If you're here, you need to respond. If the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart, saying, this is your moment. If you need Christ, would you raise your hand right now with courage and say, that's me? Is there anyone here? Thank you, ma'am, for that. Thank you in the back. Thank you there. Several people have raised their hands. I'd like you that raised your hands to do one more thing. I'm not going to ask you to come forward this morning, but I'm asking you to stand to your feet right now, right where you are, so that we can pray with you. Stand to your feet right where you are in the balcony. Let's all pray this prayer together. Every one of us who are seated probably have prayed this prayer, but let's pray it together. Lord Jesus, I come to you this day. I recognize that I need a Savior, that I have sinned. I've sinned against you, against your law, and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart, to change my life, to make me new. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died for my sins and that you rose from the dead. And now I invite you into my life to change me. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The simplicity of the prayer is childlike and is what Christ says, come as a child, let them come. So if you made that prayer, your prayer today, like a child, we have a simple book that's called Following Christ. If you'd like to have that book, it will help you. It has the book of Mark, and it will help you to understand more about what you have made a commitment for today. And the best way I can tell you is that if you need to grow in faith, be around people of faith. Because faith is something that you catch. Just be around people, and you'll watch how faith grows in your heart when you're around people of faith. When you get outside of here, the enemy will try to steal that faith from you. That's why we encourage you to gather together on a Sunday and on a Wednesday to let your faith grow. So if you have made that commitment to Christ this morning, even if you didn't stand but you prayed that prayer, you'd like a book, we'll have some altar workers here that will help you, that will give you this book. Now, for those champions of honor, I'd like to ask you men if you would stand and go to the door so this congregation can just shake your hands. And if they have any questions about the Champions of Honor program, you can ask these men and they'll help you. Can we thank the Lord for what God has done through these men?
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been challenged and empowered. For more information about the church, go to bethany-ag.org.